You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
Cargo secured. Extraction complete.
Intelligent system analytic computer is activated. All ISAT systems are confirmed online. Data scanned. Downloading files.
What's up, guys? You're listening to episode 108 of Super Radio, giving you the news and other happenings of the world of the, in the world of the division. Onslaught is out next week. Woohoo!
Woo-hoo!
And there's no state of the game for a while. Boo.
Boo.
But first, my name is Mike. No, it's not. Mike's not here this week. My name is Rob, and joining me is my co-host Luke.
Hello.
Sorry for the strange intro. Mike is in. Well, he's going to Spain tomorrow. And you want to know, like, so it's me. You've got me doing all the announcing and stuff. Sorry. There's another free game from Humble Bundle this week. It's called Galactic Civilizations 2 Ultimate Edition. Go check that out. Let's get on with some news, shall we?
State of the game.
So they've announced the global event, Luke. Do you want to give us some details?
Yeah, the second of the new global events that came with update 1.8 and 1.8.1. This one is called Onslaught. Starts Monday, the 21st of May, 8 a.m. UTC. Still don't know what that means in British summertime or anything like that. Please email the show when you figure out what the time zone differences are.
What the fuck is UTC?
European
Central Time, I guess.
European
Time Central?
Yeah, I guess so. Something crazy like that. It wouldn't be U for European, though, would it? It'd be E.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, no, you're right.
Who knows? I fucking hate time zones anyway. They're
Ultimate also Time.
Ultimate Time.
That's what it stands for. I don't know what the C stands for. I could think of a word, but I'm not going to say it because it's rude.
Oh dear. Barring any more problems, this global event will only run for a week, as they all have, apart from the last one, which we got forever. And the Onslaught global modifier, when it's always active, you will deal burn, bleed, and or gas effects to enemies in addition to the normal damage that you do. Every time you reload, you change the damage that you're doing. Savage Onslaught is all of the above, plus enemies are vulnerable to one effect type and resistant to the others. And the top modifier, the Brutal Onslaught, which is the group one, is all of the above, plus when two or more group members kill a vulnerable enemy within 2 seconds, each member can reload to gain damage bonus for a single clip. I'm actually really looking forward to this one. That sounds pretty cool.
It sounds like a lot of the group modifier sounds like a lot of communication needs to be had though.
Yeah, but there was another one where communication was the key, wasn't there? Which I liked how they did that. I can't remember which one it was, one of the earlier ones. But it was like if you worked together you could steamroll all the content, but if you didn't, it did make it quite difficult.
Is there any I never played on the PTS, but is there any indication of like what burn you've got? I guess there isn't.
Ooh.
Or is it? I don't know.
Well, like a UI thing to tell you which one you're getting.
Yeah, and can players in your group see that like above your head? Maybe.
Yeah, like you. We skipped all three of us skipped it on the PTS, yeah. Didn't we? So, I guess that's another reason why I'm looking forward to it, actually, because it's going to be a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, the gear sets with this is a random assortment of the. There's Firecrest, Lone Star, Predator's Mark, and Reclaimer. Do you want any of those?
On PC, I want all of... Well, no, I don't want all of them. I want Lone Star and Pred, but, you know, unfortunately...
I think Lone Star's going to be good for the actual modifier, I think, because of the whole reloading thing.
Yeah, good point. I haven't got it yet, though, so I might need to... Definitely going to have to step up the farming on that. Been playing, yeah. Been playing our Rogue 29 characters most of the time when we log in on the division. So I should perhaps take my proper character out for a spin.
Yeah.
Did you see the masks from the state of the game?
I did.
I like them.
Do you?
I think this is the first week where I've wanted all
three.
Well,
you like all three of them?
Yeah. I'm not going to get all three. I won't have time to do it, but I want all three for sure.
Yeah, we don't know what the names are, but there's like two of them look very similar, but have different like artwork on them, don't they? One's like a skull.
Yeah, that one.
One has like green flames, and then there's like the Japanese. Japanese stuff.
Yeah, I like that one. That is probably the best of the three. But as I said, I do want all three for sure. They look pretty cool.
What was one other thing they said on the State of the Game about there was an invincibility glitch? I haven't experienced this. Have you experienced it?
No.
And they've apparently fixed it. Not that well. I haven't seen anything on Reddit or nothing.
No. Normally when these glitches going around, we see it all over YouTube and Twitter and everything, don't we? So
yeah.
That either means one of several things. Either the player base has diminished and nobody cares, or people have learned their lesson and have stopped sharing the glitches around. Or they've caught it super early and are fixing it super quick as well.
Everyone's playing Rogue 29 and no one's using the glitch.
Yeah, secret fourth option. Kudos for fixing it. Fixing it, though, I guess. You know?
So they also announced what's going to be happening in the future a little bit, didn't they, with the State of the Game?
They did, yes. They're doing a studio rebuild, which is...
Hamish is. Poor Hamish.
Hamish has been given the tools and has been locked in the cupboard and said, right, think of something to do and make sure you make a nice plan to rebuild the studio. So...
He's going to build some more furniture out of crates. Pallets.
What if he's going to find another super swanky charity shop sofa as well?
Yeah. Standard.
So, yeah, episode 100 won't be happening until the studio has been rebuilt. And they've told us that Hamish's deadline for that is June the 7th, which is what?
Which is
4 weeks?
The week before E3, right?
Yes.
They made that abundantly clear on the State of the Game. This is before E3, so there will not be any Division 2 news. See, I would have assumed they would have just like blagged it for another week and just done it at E3.
I was strongly guessing that was going to be the case, yeah. It's like, we're not rushing episode 100. We're not rushing episode 100. We're not rushing episode 100. And now it almost seems like they're rushing it for the week before.
But then they have to announce like what's when 1.8.2 is happening. Like, I knew there was going to be something happening this week when they announced there's going to be a State of the Game. Like, something's going to happen, and we got Onslaught. So I'm guessing that's they're going to announce when the next patch is going to drop. It's the only thing that makes sense, really.
I was sat questioning for a good 10-15 minutes why they were doing a State of the Game that wasn't officially episode 100. I completely forgot we were supposed to be getting another GE. Just completely went out of my brain that we would do another one. It's like, oh yeah, it's another global event, isn't it? And there's another update coming at some point in the near future.
They could have just put a post on Twitter, couldn't they, and Reddit, but they did that, so it's kind of nice.
I like that they didn't, though. Do you know what I mean? I know they've had a little break from the State of the Games, and everybody will moan about that there was no real news in it, blah blah blah, but I like that they're still, you know, checking in and saying hello. So
yeah,
kudos for that.
It's awesome. So that's it from the State of the Game. I can't remember anything else. You remember anything else?
No, that was about it, wasn't it? What was it, 10-15 minutes State of the Game?
Yeah, it was a short one. As also this episode will be short, I imagine, because Mike's not here to ramble.
Well, we miss you, Mike.
No, we don't. Should we quickly discuss the revelation that came out on Twitter a couple of hours ago?
I think before we started recording. I think we should. Yeah, I definitely think we should.
I haven't really seen much So I don't know whether you want to explain what's happened.
Well, I haven't seen the original article, but Mike's Dumb Thoughts, who used to be known as a Naked Cowboy, ETF agent extraordinaire and general nice guy in the division community, he is a pretty cool dude. He tweeted out a little while ago a snippet of an article based on Ubisoft's financial plannings for financial year 2018-2019, which will finish the end of March 2019. And within that snippet of information, there was news that Ubisoft's financial targets for this financial year include the release of 3 AAA titles, 2 of which being The Crew 2 and The Division 2, and the third one being the unannounced franchise title that was rumoured in the previous set of information that we got surrounding their financial predictions, which, you know, if that is true to form, means that The Division 2 will be here before the end of March 2019.
Woohoo!
Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
As I say,
best news.
Don't take that as set in stone, because it is just a, like, a financial prep, but I think it's a strong indication that it would be true. I think they need to be careful what sort of information they put in something like that for the shareholders and that, don't they? So,
I generally think it's still going to be next year that we're going to get the game, though.
Yeah,
so I've seen a lot of speculation going, oh, it's going to be before Christmas. So I don't think, unless there's one thing that may change that, if they for some reason announce a beta at E3, like within the next couple of weeks after the E3,
yep,
then that would change my mind on when, if it, that it might be before Christmas, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah,
it would be rushed otherwise.
That's a good point. Because obviously there's definitely going to be a beta at some point, isn't there? So you know, yeah, that will be a strong indication of, well, what was the period between release and, well, sorry, beta and release of Destiny 2? It was only a couple of months, wasn't it? It wasn't a massive time span. So, yeah.
Speaking of Destiny 2, guess what?
Really? Do we have to do this?
they are doing a PT. Well, they're not doing, it's not a PTS, they're doing a PTR, which it's basically a PTS for Destiny 2, which I just found that hilarious when I found that out today.
What are they planning to test with that? Everything's out, isn't it? Didn't they just launch a DLC?
Yeah, but it's... they've just launched a DLC, but they're also trying to fix the game. They've got like a plan, they've got like a roadmap for fixing the game, and it ends in September. So I think they're going to do like sandbox changes and stuff in there, like testing like balance, I guess. I don't know. Right. PvP balance.
Okay. We better get back on track before Mike's brain explodes when he gets to listen back to this.
He's not going to listen to it, don't worry.
Oh, he is. He's threatened me. He said, I'm going to listen back and I'll tell you what you've done wrong.
Well, let's take this time to take the piss out of him then. how have you been getting on with your Rogue 29 character, Luke?
Finished. Up to level 29, and it's been Manhunt. Solo Manhunt,
about you, Mike?
No less.
Huh? What about you? Huh? Didn't think so.
How's yours?
Yeah, I've pretty much optimized 2 of the builds on my 29 character.
Nice.
After yesterday, because the season pass reset, so I got loads of DivTech yesterday, which helped.
Oh, wow, forgot about that.
Yeah, 300 DivTech per character. Lovely.
Good shout.
I'm still unsure on what, like, we played it, was it last night, and I'm still, like, I was switching builds quite a lot, because I was running, like, a hybrid build, and it was okay, but it didn't seem to be doing enough damage, like, and the sustain isn't quite there. Maybe I need to change some, and what I need is health mods, I think. I think that'll help a lot, but there hasn't been any for sale.
So you want to go...
2 weeks.
You want to change your hybrid build from as much skill haste as possible to as much health as possible? Or are you going to mix it up a bit?
I don't know.
Right.
That's a good point. I would lose out on skill haste, wouldn't I?
Have you? Did you? I know you set three of them up. Obviously, all gold builds. Did you send one as glass cannon?
Yes.
So you've got one's a tank.
Got like 4K firearms. I've got a tank,
right?
And I've got like a 1.8 build, so it's got stam and firearms and no electronics.
Right. Cool. Because I've only got the one because I was really relieved to get to level 29 just in time to buy that lightweight M4 last week before the vendor reset on Saturday midnight, whatever time it was, Friday midnight. So I literally bought a couple of those and then just used what pieces I got, and it ended up being a hybrid build. And I'm with you. The thoughts, when I've come up against people that seem to know what they're doing PvP-wise, the sustain, it doesn't counteract the lack of damage that I seem to be outputting. So, yeah. But I mean, what I do like about level 29 already from the two or three times I've been in there since I hit that level is the skill gap is very noticeable between players that seem to know what they're doing PvP-wise and those that don't.
Yeah.
Because
the skill gap is dialed up to 10, isn't it? It's literally like... Yeah. It's crazy.
I've been group manhunt twice, did we do? I think it was twice, wasn't it, with Dave the night?
Yeah.
And then I did a solo manhunt literally the first time I went in the DZ. And then the other times I've been getting my ass handed to me by either single rogues, which is quite embarrassing, or teams of two, which, you know, that's fair enough. But yeah, I like it. I really like it. It's a great idea. I know it's an old idea, but it's a great idea to bring it back to the fore. I know we said most of this last week. But it has freshened up the DZ for me, 100%.
Yeah, because like it's okay down in like 1 and 2, but as soon as you hit like above 5, you've got to worry about NPCs as well. Like you start taking damage from them, you're dead.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
To be fair, I've noticed it even in 1 and 2. Obviously not to the same extent that you're talking about up at 5 and 6, but if you run past like a group of 3 or 4 mobs, let's talk around about Coward's Corner in DZ2. If you run past the basketball court and all those purples start shooting at you, you need to be careful where you're going. You're popping a med kit before you get to the extraction zone for sure, if you don't turn around and melt a few of them. So,
yeah, you can definitely use those like those NPCs as a tactic, like to run through. Like you can't really do that, like, on your main characters, because you run through some NPCs, you just get more stacks on your striker.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely refreshing.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'll be heading to the DZ when we finish recording this, to be honest.
Nice.
I'm jonesing for a bit of PvP, so.
Should we move on to some questions?
Questions it is. Yeah, let's go.
Any Guitar asks, when I think about what I want out of Division 2, most of the key features I come up with would be returning from Division 1. I think a lot of the hate that has been thrown at Destiny 2 stems from the things being different from Destiny 1. And I hope to see that Division 2 avoids that by keeping the core of the game intact. We've talked plenty about changes we'd like to see, so what do you guys think needs to stay the same for the franchise to move forward successfully? That's a very well worded question.
It's a good question too.
For me, it's the gunplay. That's one thing that Destiny has never changed, and one thing the Division shouldn't change is the gunplay of the actual, maybe not the PvP side of it, but like it feels good to run through enemies and just shoot them. Do you know what I mean? That's what makes you want to play the game. That's something they need to keep. That's the winning formula, I think. Luke, what do you think?
No, I wouldn't disagree with that. In terms of content, I think we said a few weeks ago that, you know, people need to taper their expectations a little bit because almost certainly the base game of Division 2 won't launch with anywhere near as much content as what is in the Division right now. Obviously, that just makes perfect sense. I just hope, and I don't mean to keep bashing Destiny, because I did enjoy Destiny 2 for a little while we played it, but even I know that that game was a bit empty when it launched. So I hope they've looked at that model, which I'm sure they have. You know, they seem to have their finger on the pulse with quite a lot of what's going on around different games. I hope they've taken note and will give us more, certainly more than what launched with the Division 1. Because when you think, like, Division 1 vanilla was empty as well, wasn't it? But obviously it was brand new, so everybody was enjoying exploring and collecting the phone logs and, you know, getting your character up to level 30 and exploring the Dark Zone because it was the new shiny hotness. This time, you know, Division 2 is almost certainly going to have a Dark Zone. That is what makes the Division, or part of what makes the Division. But people know what the Division's, what the Dark Zone's about. So they're just going to go and explore it and learn that map, and then you're going to learn the new map. I hope for a lot of the content that we've got now, obviously not all of it, like I've just said, but obviously improve on it. So maybe the, spitting things out of my head, like HVTs are more like public events or something along that ilk. Just, you know, the same stuff, but a fresh version of the same stuff, if that makes sense. If I'm just rambling.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, cool. I agree. That's, I don't know. It's we could speculate all day about what we're going to get.
Usually do.
But it's just wait and see, I guess. Mm.
Born Diesel asks, hi, Born Diesel, by the way. Born Diesel asks, if you all could add one feature or mechanic to the game, what would it be? Oh, wow. Probably, and again, without robbing from other games, something very similar to a raid, but that's not exactly like a raid. So it is the Division's take on a raid, because I'm almost certain that a raid in the Division, as it's done in Destiny, wouldn't work.
I disagree.
Okay, that's fine. You're allowed to disagree. I'm thinking with the mechanics that I've only done one Destiny raid. I don't know exactly what I'm talking about here, but a Destiny raid to me feels like, because it is space magic, they literally can do whatever the fuck they want. And obviously the Division needs to be wary of the realism that, to me, is one of the main things that attracts me to the Division anyway.
No, I can see where you're coming from that. Like, it's really hard to have like a big alien boss in a realistic game, I guess, with mechanics that would like heavily take down an invisible shield or something like that, that doesn't, speak to realism. I can understand that. But I again would agree with you.
Yes.
Maybe just add a raid that incorporates some kind of mechanic. I mean, we've got mechanics in the game, like the whole fuse plugging thing.
Yeah.
And carrying briefcases, handbags, stuff like that. But like,
Division agents go shopping.
But like, for me, like, doing something like, has anyone seen the Raid films? Or, well, Mike would, if Mike was here, he'd be screaming, Raid films! But like, I've never seen them. But there's like, the modern Dread film with the guy from Star Trek who plays Bones. I can't remember what his name is, but it's not important. But like, a skyscraper that you just go up levels.
Yeah.
That would be so easy to do. We've talked about it before, but that, every level having like a different mechanic to complete.
Yeah.
And it would get harder on the way up and then boss at the top.
Yeah.
Simples.
I'll be honest, I almost thought there'd be more mechanics in Resistance when all the rumors were flying around about what Resistance was going to be when that was coming. I kind of expected more I mean, don't get me wrong. I really like Resistance. I think it's a great game mode. I almost expected more. And I don't know whether they were holding back and they know what they're doing for the next one, or if they were just maybe testing the water as to how much people would play, you know, like an endless wave game mode where they could do maybe mix the two. So it's almost like an endless horde mode with mechanics built in for the Division 2. I don't know. Again, I'm rambling, but if I don't know about you, but it feels to me like something more mechanic heavy is coming for Division 2, because people like yourself and Destiny fans and just RPG fans in general have been screaming for it since day dot, haven't they? So
yeah, I definitely should reckon the RPG factor of the game needs to be enhanced. I think that would make it. Thing is, a lot of people would disagree with me, but I don't care. Next question. Dr. Kirschler. In the past, there has always been some YouTubers complaining that the game was too complicated, too many skills, etc. Do you personally think that the game needs to be dumbed down a bit to maybe open up the big audience? No.
No.
Yeah, we are all, even if Mike was here, he would agree also. No, if anything, it needs to be more complicated. That is the fun of the games like this, is working out how to make a build.
Yep.
That's what is kind of lost in the Division at the moment. That's what everyone is turning to Rogue 29, because to make a build, a striker build, it's not hard. It's easy. You either run 6K or 9K, and whatever mods you use is kind of irrelevant, to be honest. That's why everyone has run towards the whole Rogue 29 thing, because the builds are up in arms. Like, no one knows what's the best thing to use yet. I say, yeah, someone will figure out and everyone will turn to that, and then we'll be all bored of it and we'll move on to something else. Hopefully, by that time, Division 2 will be out.
Well said.
Fingers crossed.
Well said.
Yeah.
I mean, I completely and utterly agree with you. The first time I logged into the Division on my second character on the PC, when I'd got myself to level 29 with your help, thank you very much.
No worries.
I literally sat there and went, I don't know what to do now. Like, I didn't know how to put the build together of the pieces that I'd acquired,
yes,
and been and bought and stuff. So, I just sat there for a minute and thought, well, probably the best way to do it first is just put the pieces on that I want. So I knew I wanted a nimble holster. I knew I wanted savage gloves. I knew I wanted a specialized backpack, blah, 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 blah. I just see what base stats I'd got before I re-rolled anything and see where the land lied to start with. And then I thought, well, let's test it out with a hybrid. I liked the hybrid days of, what, 1.6, 1.7-ish? Yeah. So I thought I'd go with that. Just so happens you'd got one as well. So I used you for a bit of number checking. But I think we did them slightly different anyway.
Yeah, we did.
But yeah, I like I said before, when we were talking about the level 29 stuff, I don't think, well, I'd know for a fact it's not perfect. It needs improving. I've spent all my div tech trying to make it as good as I can, and I still don't think it's quite right, so I need to change it. So maybe I'll go glass cannon or whatever. But that to me, like the skills and putting the build together and getting the perks right and the mods right and your weapon talents right and all of that is, I'm not going to say perfect, but to dumb it down would be taking quite a big essence of the game away, I think. I think the only thing that they need to reduce is just the number of gear sets, assuming we actually get gear sets in Division 2, just the sheer number of them. Make the talents even more complicated if you want to. Don't just give me two options with a striker build, or you build it at 6K, or you build it at 9K, or you don't build it at all. That's pointless. You might as well just build it for me, because you already have done pretty much. But yeah, the number of gear sets, because some of them are trash. You know, just, I'm sorry, but some of them are. And they always were. They were just there to obviously fill up the loot pool, almost. But yeah, no, dumbing down the skills and the talents and whatever else you want to call it, I don't think is the way forward. Definitely, definitely not.
But you say the loot pool, but that's kind of a big difference between Rogue 29 and Endgame as well, because obviously we're stuck with what we can buy or what drops from the DZ. That's it. Which makes it a lot harder to build a build. That makes sense. That we're going back to the days when there wasn't gear sets to choose from.
Yeah. But we're almost like creating our own, I guess it would be like 1.2.5, because the loot's dropping way less than it used, way less like it used to at like 1.2, 1.3 time. But we're not using gear sets, so that would be like 1.1-ish, wouldn't it? So we've kind of stripped the game back by ourselves by forcing ourselves to play under level 30, which is true end game. So we're almost creating our own game within the game that we've got already. Do you know what I mean? It's
yay us.
But
yay the community.
We'll fix the game for you. We'll play it in a broken manner. But yeah, I don't know, man.
I think we've covered everything. Should we end the show?
How long have we done? Do you think Rob will be... Do you think Mike will be happy with us?
Well, I'm going to be happy because it's going to be a short video this week.
Yeah.
We've done half an hour.
That's it then. Tell you what, Rob, why don't you tell the listeners where they can find us?
That was going to be weird because I wasn't going to get a cue. But no, I did. You can find us at Zero Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and Discord. Send any questions or feedback to us over on the ZeroRadioPod@gmail.com or via the socials. Also, we post full episodes and other content from us every week on YouTube, so head over there, which is youtube.com/ZeroRadio. We want to hear your thoughts, so be sure to leave a comment and join the discussion over there. Luke?
As always, you can find this podcast over at iTunes, Apple Podcasts for iOS, Podbean, Google Play Music, and SoundCloud. You can find links to all those platforms and many more over at mashthosebuttons.com. And whilst you're there, please rate, review, and subscribe. If you do happen to head over to mashthosebuttons.com, then please make sure to check out some of the other podcasts that are part of the Mash Those Buttons family. Thank you.
Live streams often as well. I've actually live streamed every day this week. No one's watched them. But I've done it, okay? I would appreciate it if people would come and watch them. It would make me feel a little bit better. But Mike sometimes obviously streams as well, which is these are our Twitch. It's twitch.tv/ZeroRadio, which is Mike, and also twitch.tv/ZeroRadio Rob, which is me. Thank you. Also, thank you for the Division Elites on Facebook. For letting us post over there. If you're an Xbox player, check out the Division HQ on Twitter and Discord. Thanks to them for allowing us to post our content over there as well. And thanks for listening, agents, and we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.